Amen. Father God, we come to you with an open mind just to decree and declare under this open heaven. And right now we decree and declare that we are a new creation. We decree and declare that our household belongs to you, God. We decree and declare that we are citizens of the Most High. We decree and declare that we are partakers of the promise of God. We decree and declare that we are strengthened by your might. We decree and we declare that we walk in love. We decree and we declare that we are rooted and grounded in love. We decree and we declare that we speak truth. We decree and we declare that we are renewed in the spirit of the mind. We decree and we declare that we are global citizens. We decree and we declare that we are walking in divine healing in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are filled with your spirit. We decree and we declare that we are conquerors of this world. We decree and we declare that we can overcome any situation. We decree and declare that we are free over everything that may try to bind us up. We decree and we declare that we are victorious in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare breakthrough over every situation. Providence, open up the line.
Hallelujah.
House with God's anointed servant, Bishop Dr. Kofi Adutin Boateng.
Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for what you're doing in our lives. And we just thank you. Thank you for this prayer line and the opportunity to be on it, God. Thank you for this new day and this new month that you have brought us into, the month of September, God. God, we thank you for your mercy because your mercy endures forever. And God, I want to thank you especially for bringing Ariana Thomas out of the hospital after 7 months, Lord. When the doctors had given her up, God, you have healed her and brought her home, and she is learning to walk again and to just move around and go about her routines. I thank you, God, for this child. This child I'm tutoring, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the job of tutoring, God. And thank you for healing me, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And I thank you again for this prayer line and each and every person on it, the prophets, God, and those people who are listening in who need a touch from you, God. I ask you to touch them and heal their bodies and their minds and bring peace to their hearts and prosperity to their homes, God, and bless them in their going and their coming. Bless their children, bless their families. God, we thank you. Thank you for marriages, and thank you for relationships, and thank you for unity amongst the brethren. God, thank you for your healing of your people. Thank you for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and anyone else who is in need of healing, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for my family and for salvation. And thank you because we have the head and not the tail. Thank you, God, for your mercy because it endures forever. And bless Prophetess Mascarene. Bless all of your pastors, prophets, teachers, preachers, God, evangelists, missionaries, workers in the church, God. Thank you for the brethren and the unity of faith. Thank you for forgiveness, salvation, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your covering. And I bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for divine wholeness and healing even now. We thank you for restoration even now, Father God. Father God, touch our minds, our hearts, and our spirits even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign in our homes even now. Father, touch the minds of our children and our elders even now, Father God. Even as the school year is freshly beginning, Father God, allow a freshness to come for the children and our all those returning back to school even now. Father God, allow them to become leaders. Allow them to evolve into the leadership. Open their minds so that they can retain all that is necessary even now, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Protect us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for right connection. We thank you for innovative ideas even now. Continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God, even so far we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, decree and declare, and Father, you are God, the God of all flesh, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, you are making it impossible possible even tonight. Father, Lord, with your healing virtue that is flowing in the lives of the people, bring divine restoration, my love, wholeness, and spirit, soul, and body for the total man. We decree it, Father, over the lives of the people because you are the balm that's in Gilead. And, Lord, you move at midnight, Father. Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry, Father, Lord, as a trumpet that is blowing, my God, sounding the alarm on your holy mountain. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your blood that will cover the lives of your people, Lord Jesus, even homes and families. We thank you for your angels, even now in assignment. We thank you for the children, Father, that even those going back to school. We thank you for the favor that you have granted them, even with the lecturers, Father. And Lord, we thank you for a retentive memory, Father, that you have given, short-time memory, long-time memory, and memorizing the things, Father, that they learn. We thank you for the mind of Christ upon them, even now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace abounding towards them, yet so favor, Lord. We decree favor on every area and on every level in Jesus' name. But Lord, we thank you for the anointing that will rest upon your man servant, even Archbishop Ibrana Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for renewed strength. We thank you, Father, for divine health and healing and strength, my God. Father, to continue, Lord, to minister to the lives of your people, my God. The mysteries, Father, the unfolding of mysteries in the manner that proceeds from you, from your holy sanctuary, Father, even now, and from your heart, Father, to the lives of your people. We thank you for growth. We thank you for comfort. We thank you for edification. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for, Lord Jesus, your wisdom that you imparted, Father, with revelation, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. We thank you for your anointing, Lord, that will rest upon every congregation, Father, and Lord, in every department, Lord, even to the fivefold ministry, to the globalization of the prophetic. My God, and Lord, even traveling mercies. We thank you for your hedge of protection, Father, even around every coast and every border, Father, even in the Gulf, my God, we decree, my God, your angels, even though, Lord, is able to protect, my God, you're able, Lord, to send forth your angels, my God, around homes and around the borders and around the shores. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom that you're imparting even to those in Houston, Father, how to go about the matters concerning, Lord, every situation, Father. We give you glory, praise, and honor, Father, for the open doors and open opportunities, Father. Lord, that in all things you will and shall be glorified. Let souls come to know you, Father, whom to know right is life eternal, because you are the God that came to, Lord, that sent your Son to save, my God, and to bring, Lord, those to repentance. And we give you glory and praise, Father, for the grace that is placed upon your people, even now. And we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Thank you, God, for all the many blessings that's coming and that's here for us this day, right here, right now, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for helping the people and all the donations that you have given the people that was part of the flood, God, that, you know, maybe lost their homes or whatever around the flood. And God, we want to thank you, God, for healing them. We want to thank you, God, for just keeping them. And we want to thank you, God, for all the help that's headed their way right here, right now, oh God, and there's more to come, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for, you know, being with the sick and shedding and lifting them up out of their demise, God, and keeping them safe and healthy, that they may continue to do the will that you have for them to do, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us insight, and we thank you, God, for connections that you give us, God, the right connection, the divine connections, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the great harvest you have for us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for open doors, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your guidance, oh God, and helping us that we can dwell together in unity with each other, oh God, in your precious name, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for all the people on the line, all your people all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over them, their family, their loved ones, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, God, for keeping marriage together, making them strong in you, God, making a family that pray together, God. You said if a family pray together, stay together, God. And we thank you, God, for that, oh God. And God, we want to thank you also, God, for healing, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing your people, God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for increase, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for money coming to us and money in the bank, God. We want to thank you, God, for bills paid in full, God. And we just want to thank you, God, for all the many blessings and with our children, the ones that's going to school, shielding them and protecting them, God, from evil, and even helping the teachers, giving them patience, divine love for the children, God. We want to thank you, God, for that. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for the words. May the words out of our mouth in a meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Thank you, O God, for leading us thank you, O God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives. In Jesus'
amen.
Mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, O God. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just giving us the wisdom to come to be before you in this season, oh dear God, that we will come and pray for your people, oh dear God. Lord God, we thank you for blessing the people that are listening, oh dear God, that are seeking your face in this season, oh Father God. We thank you for just blessing the people that are fasting in this season as well, oh dear God, as they can continue to seek your wisdom and knowledge in this season, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for just blessing marriages, oh Father God, bringing the communication back, oh dear God, and bringing them closer together so that they are one, oh dear God, that they will continue to be the light for their children and their community, oh Father God. We want to thank you for our leaders, oh dear God, that they will continue to lead, oh dear God, and Lord God, that you will continue to bless them, give them a fresh word, a fresh anointing, that they will turn from their own wicked ways, oh dear God, and look in the mirror to be accountable to themselves, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for our Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just having this vision to globalize the prophetic, oh dear God, and to empower us with the wisdom of you, oh Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the home family, oh dear God, that we will continue to be on one accord to do your will, oh Heavenly Father. We want to thank and praise your name for just blessing our children as they continue to be obedient in this season. Thank you for allowing us to be obedient, oh dear God, so that we continue to seek your face, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the fivefold ministry, that they will continue to seek your face and spread the good news that you have commissioned us to do, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for just softening our hearts so that we can spread love, Lord God, so that we can be love, that we can operate in love, that we can make love applicable to every situation in our lives, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the sick and shut in, oh dear God, and a special blessing for Reverend George E. Dindy and Dr. Yolanda T. Griffin, that you will continue to bless them, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God, in this season, that they will be whole, complete, according to what you have set up in this season. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
And Father God, thank you for the things that you continue to do in our lives. We thank you for your covering and for your protection over each and every household that is on this line, God. Father God, let our prayers be sweet, God. Let it be able where it moves you, God, to hear our prayers, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you get the glory for all the things that you continue to do in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the favor that you continue to do in our lives each and every day, God, in each and every breath that we take. We thank you, God, for even for the new connections and for the networks, God. We thank you, God, that you're even bringing breakthroughs in our lives, God, and in financial healing and restoration, God. We thank you, God, that you are even covering our children that are starting back school next week and who have already started school, God. We thank you, God, that you're even putting right teachers in right classrooms, God. We give you the praise for everything that you continue to do, God. We can't say enough that we love you, God. Father God, you get the glory, God. Your name is above all names, God. We thank you, God, that you have created us to be accomplishers in this land, God, and that we are able to create and we are able to do things and be doers of your word, God. We thank you, God, that you have given us greater strength, that we are able to stand on your word this day, God. We thank you, God, that we are doers of your word, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to shout and give you praise, Lord. Father God, you get all the glory. You get all the honor, God. For you are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, God, for even having your angels of protection that camps around us, God, and that we are able to send for them, God. And Father God, you get glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this line. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, just to come before your name. Father God, we thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you now for what you're doing to all of our leaders and what you're doing for them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as you begin to and continue to encourage them in faith, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every pastor, each and every bishop, each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God. We thank you for touching all of the ministers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of couples, Father God, even in marriages, Father God. We thank you, Father, for keeping the households together, Father God, and continuing to be the nucleus, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even for our elders, Father God, in our communities, Father God, touching each and every one of our parents and our grandparents, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching each and every guardian, Father God, each and every individual that stood in the gap. We thank you now, Father God. I just want to lift them up before you, Father God. And I want to thank you now for doing a new thing, Father God, even for your people. Thank you for restoration, Father God. Thank you for continuing to cover our children, Father God, even as they enter the school year, Father God. We thank you for touching them, Father God, and touching their minds, Father God, and touching even the people that they surround themselves with, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for creating a hunger and a thirst after you, Father God, even in this generation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. We thank you for the healing, Father God, and the restoration that you continue to shoot your daughter. We want to lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you because we know that you've sent your word so that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. We thank you now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our lives, Father God, and even in our homes, Father God. We thank you now for even touching in those that are in Houston, Father God, those that are dealing with the flood, Father God. We thank you. We just want to lift them up, Father God, and ask that you continue to just be a blanket for them, Father God, and continue to just cover them and cover their families, Father God, cover their children, cover their homes, Father God. We want to thank you now for just touching each and every one of your people. In the mighty and precious name of your son, Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, glorious Lord, you are our creator. Mighty God, you are our sustainer. Your everlasting love blesses our life. You are our everything. Reign in us, Lord. Heavenly Father, I worship you. I give you praise. I recognize that you are worthy to receive all glory and honor and praise. You are magnified and mighty, Lord. Your name holds more authority than I could ever conceive. You are stronger than I could ever dream. You are wiser than I could ever comprehend. You are more loving and compassionate than I could ever imagine. You are God. You are above all. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word teaches us wisdom and fills us with the newness of life. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of stronghold, of the casting down of imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought to obedience of the Lord. I affirm, Heavenly Father, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and love of a sound mind. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping the same hedge of protection around us, around our families, around all the ministers, around all the fivefold ministry in the name of Jesus. We thank you even for the life of Prophet Cynthia, my God. We thank you for healing your children. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, for sending a host of ministering angels to minister to our hearts, to minister to our needs, to minister to the pain and affirmation, strengthening us in every day in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, come and open our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for this year. We do, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take our place, Christ in heaven. Father, we thank you, and we bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Father, we bless you, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice, and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you will make your goodness pass in front of us, and you will announce your name in front of us, and you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy, and will show love to those you love. For you love, so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord God, for everlasting life. We thank you for abundant life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing and restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. For the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. I thank you, Lord God, that you're moving the spirit of sorrow, the spirit of heaviness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for rescuing those that are in desperate situations. We thank you, Lord God, that you're delivering from the crisis. We thank you, Lord God, that you're delivering from danger. We thank you, Lord God, that even those who are in India, in the flood, Lord God, you're dispatching your angels of mercy and kindness and compassion for your people, God, even in Texas, even in the southern regions, Lord God, your merciful hand is stretched out and you are providing for your people. We dispatch miracles. We dispatch provision. We dispatch your hand of mercy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your outstretched hand and your loving kindness and your tender mercy as you are continuing to heal and deliver Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for every call and every caller on this line this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request that has been lifted up, Lord God. And we thank you that your mercy endure forever. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call for provision for jobs, for housing, Lord God, for medical care, Lord God, for benefits that have been held up. We release them even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We dispatch, Lord, funding for automobiles, funding for new residents, funding, Lord God, for lavish vacations for those who are in desperately need of vacation, Lord God. We thank you for your covering, and we bless our elders, we bless our leadership, we bless our bishops and our pastor, we bless our children, and we decree and declare divine protection. As they start school, Lord God, we just bind the hand of the enemy, and we dispatch your angels of protection against abusers and molesters, Lord God, and abductors in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Father, because we know that this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose collectively to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor. For great and mighty are you, O God, for there is none like you, Father. Therefore, Father, we choose to reverence you on this morning, and we choose to say thank you, Lord, for what you have started on the inside of us, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our life. Father, we acknowledge that you are our shepherd, and you are the one that shall lead us and guide us. Father, we pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in, everywhere. Father, we pray, Lord, for those that have been abused, those that have been oppressed and depressed, those that are incarcerated, Father. Father, we pray for them even now, Father. And Father, we speak your word, Lord, and we say live. We say you are the healed of the Lord. We say you are the free of the Lord, for whom the Son have set free is free indeed. Father, we want to thank you, Lord. But Father, we know that we had 10,000 times we could not praise your name enough. But therefore, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. But Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for ordering our footsteps. We want to thank you, Father, because Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, that the enemy is already under our feet. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that no sickness, hurt, harm, or danger shall befall your people. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, that you've given us 20/20 spiritual eyesight to see and to hear all that we need to see and hear from you, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, for financial breakthroughs for every household that's on this call on today, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that you began to restore relationship, Father. Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, you will right the wrong. In the name of Jesus, we come against everything that's not like you, everything that is anti you, Father. Father, we come against that, and we make our stand strong because, Father, we are speaking and proclaiming your word, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, even as you began to move us through this day, Father. Father, we want to thank you in advance, Father, that our footsteps will be ordered by you. We want to thank you in advance, Father, that whatever we say, whatever we speak, Father, it will be ordained by you, Father. Father, anoint our mouths so that we will only speak those words that will bring forth life and that will bring forth healing, that will bring forth restoration in the lives of your people, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're giving us wisdom and you're giving us strength. Father, you said in your word that we are to be wise as a serpent and yet harmless as a dove. And we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom that will be expressed and manifest in our life, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for businesses, Lord, for restoration of business, Father, for prosperity coming into the business, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now because you are raising up a holy people, a sanctified people, a people that will provoke the Jews to jealousy. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Father, we say, even as we move about this day, Father, Father, we say, have your way, Lord. Not our will, but Father, we want your will, your divine will to be done, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the thanks for all the blessings and all the things that you have starting and perfecting in our life. Father, to you be honor, glory, now and forever. And we say amen, amen, amen to all that you're about to do in our life, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to decrease so that we can bring forth the announcement. We do want to encourage everyone, don't forget, in the morning at 9, we will be having our conference call. The Master Prophet has some powerful information that he wants to share and to give to us. So people of God, you know, any individuals that have not been on the call, they need to be at the place called there on the conference call in the morning. It's just giving you life and just feeding you spiritually so that you can soar and excel and fulfill your purpose and destiny in the Lord. So I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Family, you know, as always, I love you to life. Let's just keep praying, keep lifting our eyes up unto the hills from which cometh our help, because our help truly comes from the Lord God Almighty. So thank you, family. I love each and every one of you to life. And let's just share the news, share the love. This is our season. Why not share it so that God will get the glory? God bless you, one and all.
Amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. All right. Pastor just gave the announcement. So we're going to say good night and good morning, but we'll be back here at 9 a.m. Have a wonderful, blessed Saturday this morning. God bless.
God bless.
Bless.